Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're here at the rehearsal dinner. I'm drinking out of a flask.
Ick.
Drinking out of a flask.
Ick. That's George here.
He's in love with Darcy. He's in love with Darcy. That's all there is.
Yes. Yes, he loves it. I don't care. He looks good.
I think it's weird.
It's weird. You know, sometimes a big dick just, okay. But he's got a really big dick.
I'm going to put you to bed again. I'm going to put you to bed tonight.
Daddy, show me your tits.
Ooh, I'm gonna go dance tonight. I got my dancing shoes on. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. Ooh, hot
girl. I'm gonna go dance with Daddy Silva. You know, I've always thought that that guy was really had something. Gonna go be his fourth wife, maybe.
I'm alone.
Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit. Twins.
Sisters. Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada
woodapa do the twins. Apadapa. Hat the got. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ah.
They're back!
I kind of wish they sent Darcy and Stacy and Debbie and Raina on a girls' trip. Like they done with the Housewives.
Like Housewives? Yeah. That is all I want.
But don't send Leslie in her bad lipstick. God, why does she always wear that awful, like, strawberry orange lipstick?
She doesn't look good. I feel like it looked good on her in high school, and she still thinks it looks good.
And there's something about something she's had done makes her look really unnatural.
Too much. I think a little too much.
Yeah, Botox, but that lipstick needs to go. She needs to throw that in the trash.
She does need to throw it in the trash, y'all. This is Darcy and Stacy, the finale.
The finale. It's Darcy and Stacy, episode 13. I didn't get the name of this. I assume it's
wedding nails.
Y'all, it should be called Poodle's been traveling. He just got back, so we're remote.
I was in Canada.
You were. Did you see any Mounties?
You know, Vancouver has its own police force. So there were no Mounties. Oh. We were in the city. So, unfortunately, they just looked like regular cops. Everyone was so fucking Canadian there. Everyone looked so Canadian, kind of like tall, Nordic looking. Everyone just looked a little off center.
Did you get fucked in a bed of cheese curds?
With gravy dripping all over me?
Yes. I kind of want that for myself.
Instead of poutine, I was a poutine. That is not only a Canadian joke, but also a French whore joke.
Yes, the Quebec sissies enjoyed it, I'm
Our
sure.
Our Quebecois sissies just went, ree, 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 ree.
Wow. This episode is called Lies and Furious Brides.
Again, a near rhyme. Actually, that's not even near. Not that's real. Just, that's slant at best.
At best. Hey, big news. We Huge. Got to see Stacy's son this
Mateo.
Episode. We finally get to see one of the kids who, just like Darcy's children, is not impressed to be there at all, which I kind of love.
They're not. So unbothered at being on television. They're not starstruck at all. They're not even acting for the camera.
No, they're just like, oh, my mom, she's got this show. I'm such a teenager. Gosh.
And Darcy, but he's 19. He's like out of the age where, and I think he's got a younger brother that we haven't seen.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like it's got to be probably their father doesn't want them on television.
I think that's probably it. But I think he was going to be at the wedding, so he had to be on television. Yeah.
Yeah. The younger brother wasn't there. Okay, we do have big news. We have huge news. I mentioned this on the Facebook group in our Sissy Squad. I posted a video.
Whoa, y'all.
I was walking out of Starbucks.
Which one?
The one on Melrose, right by Michael Bellavia's house.
Oh, yeah. I never go to that one.
The one that burned down? Well, I went to Michael Bellavia's house, and so it got burned down because when they had the riot. Yeah. And so I was leaving, and I was like, I stopped to get a coffee. And I am walking out, and I kid you not, I open the door, and a gentleman kind of brush passes me, and I just see this streak of mile-high
Marge
blue
Simpson
hair.
Blue hair, y'all. Yeah.
Yes, it's fucking Michael motherfucking Benz right there in Los Angeles. He was dressed in like, he was on brand. He had pleather pants.
Yeah.
He had a belt. It either had studs on it or like it makes
this
sense.
This is all correct.
Yep. There was like a shirt with some type of like parachute jacket or something that he was wearing. And then
mixed materials. Mixed materials, mixed media to wear.
Yes, like stomach acid had chewed up some of his clothing and spit it back out on him, and it looked different.
A lot of textures.
And he was kind of looking down and walking on a mission. I first started to be, I almost yelled out, Michael Benz, but I went, oh, wait, Jake's talked so much shit about you. I can't tell you who I am.
He doesn't know who we are. Actually, he probably does.
He might. But then I thought, well, I should have just said, oh, hey, I'm a fan of the show and not
you
told him who
yeah,
I
definitely.
Was.
Definitely.
I didn't think about that till
afterwards. I haven't talked that much shit about it. Wait, I have. I think.
Well, and you're going through this episode,
I called
too.
Him a cartoon and someone who's desperate for fame who probably lives in Van Nuys.
I don't think he lives in Van Nuys. I think he lives in the neighborhood.
On Melrose?
And which isn't far from us, because it makes sense. Think about his clothes. Doesn't he look like, this is a very LA reference, but doesn't he look like he does most of his shopping at that store, Moist?
Yes, or any Melrose boutique.
You say boutique. That sounds like they're cute little shops that you want to go shopping in.
They're all awful. No. There's a couple places. I love the vintage stores on Melrose.
There's some nice vintage stores, but his hair also, Sissy pointed this out, and it's true. The hairstyle is actually more like a ring of blue fire because he is balding.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, so that's why he uses
it. We've seen it before when they've had to shoot him somehow from above, and it looks like he's mooning us with his head.
With his naked head. I think he'd be a more attractive guy if he just shaved.
I agree. He's not ugly.
Because he's not an unattractive
guy.
He's
just absolutely reprehensible personality-wise. That's probably why you can't talk to him, because I say things like that.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't say, hey. So yet again, y'all, I could have had a picture, but Poodle ruined it.
I think you should have just gone up to him regardless. He loves fans, I'm sure.
His energy was like seemed super like he was into like he was busy or on it or frenetic, and I had just
he's got a DJ set tonight at Gelson's. That's a supermarket here.
Yeah, or the Rock and Roll Ralph's.
Rock and Roll Sushi, which isn't bad.
It made me excited though, because I thought, well, maybe one time Darcy and Stace will be visiting him in LA.
Yeah,
maybe we'll see him in our hood.
I think I think they are happy to... I can't imagine what it's like to be friends with him. I think he's useful for the show. I think they have history. I think they now have kids. They're more settled. I think they are... They like what he provides. Again, they just need a gay guy. They just need a really ridiculous gay guy on there.
That's funny you should say that. Maybe I'm. Maybe this is Brandy and me trying to work you in. But I think I would pay this. And we could say it's a write-off for research. I would fly to fucking Connecticut just to party with Darcy, Stacey, but mainly Debbie and Ray.
I would totally party with them.
I would take a weekend. I might reach out to them and say, like, hey,
Debbie
seriously.
And Raina would hang out with us. There's no doubt like, in my mind, especially if we pay.
I'm like, yeah, we'll just go out. I think it'd be good to go out to Connecticut for like a week. Connecticut, a lot of rich men. Maybe you can find a gay Daddy Silva out there. Ooh. And get us set up.
I think Darson Stace might be too busy, and they might yeah. be afraid we would just like jump on them. And yeah.
But we become friends with Debbie and Raina, and then they've learned that you're that... Because, you know, I can be good TV too, but Jake, I think, would fit in better on Darcy and Stacey.
I'm unconsciously funny because that you'd catch me at a time where I just completely slap a waiter in the face or something like that. Like Debbie and Rain are not intentionally funny by no means.
No, but you're better at sassy. Sassy, let me read you, gay.
You know, people say that, but I'm in real life. I guess I kind of am.
You're not that way in real life.
Yeah, I'm not that way.
I'm not talking about you in real life. I'm talking about
me on reality show.
You can do it from an authentic. I can't be. I've tried that before, and it's really weird. It's like I'm trying to top someone. Everyone's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't have a problem turning that. I don't have a problem turning on bitchy. Although when I tried to do it. I don't feel comfortable on camera, especially if I'm going to be that where like those vocal shows that they give me notes like, can you be a little meaner? And I don't want to do that to people on camera because someone's kind of bearing their soul, even if they're bad. And that's the bravest thing you can do. Someone's singing and I feel bad about being really bitchy. I'll try to be helpful, but.
A reality show like Darcy and Stacey, where everyone's in on it and it's all fake or whatever.
No, that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Speaking of, I feel like, well, any other announcements before we
Love
jump
into Love is Live, y'all. I can't talk about it enough. Yeah. The Love is Live, our reunion finale, is going to air Sunday, April 16th at 5 p.m. Pacific, mm-hmm. 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll be talking about Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey, and if Jackie's even going to be there or not.
She's going to be there because she is liking and commenting on all of our Instagram posts like a thirsty,
she is thirsty.
Dehydrated.
Zach is sharing some of our stuff.
Have you watched the last episode yet?
I have. I know what happens.
Oh, good. It's good, yes. Isn't it? It's very good, y'all. We're excited for you to watch that. That's going to air that comes out on Thursday night, and our recap of that will drop on Friday.
Friday at midnight, so Thursday at 12:01, or Thursday right when the clock goes tick, it's up there.
And it's only one episode,
right?
It's only one episode, Jill. You only have to watch one episode, so maybe if you're watching your phones, maybe our episode will drop a little earlier than Friday.
Ooh. I will say this, episodes 9 through 11 kind of almost killed me at how, whoa.
I was a ball of anxiety this wedding episode, and I audibly screamed some, I audibly cheered.
I did, yeah, I was very happy. Yeah. I was very happy. Last night, I was like, I need to know this. Because y'all, we do get some of these episodes early. Thank you, Netflix.
Thank you.
And I was fast-forwarding through some things. I'll go back and watch all that. But I just needed to know who said what. And I did yell and scream, and I was excited about some things. Some things I was pretty aghast. Some things turned out kind of like how I thought they would.
I knew that Cocaine Bear was going to give a cocaine cougar. Yeah. I knew that was going to happen. That was predictable.
You know, opposites attract.
Yeah. Yeah. Love is blind.
Cocaine brought them together.
Do we have any other announcements? I don't think that's it. We'll be doing again. I do want to say
just
about
one clarification. That live that we're doing from my Airbnb in Orange County while I rehearse my show.
We're testing that before.
That will be that's on our Patreon at every tier.
And once we record it, it will be, we will do that as a post as well. So if you're not able to watch it live, it will still be a post where you can watch later at your convenience.
Yay. Big things coming up, y'all. We're on YouTube. Reality Gays, we're on YouTube. So if you listen to podcasts exclusively on YouTube, we are there for you. Season 3 of Love in Paradise. April 17th. That's going to be on our free feed. Below Deck Sailing Yacht, April 10th. Your Bi-Curious of Return to Amish is coming sometime this month.
Yeah, so Below Deck Sailing Yacht. I got to watch that later today.
Yeah, just dropped. Yep.
Today. Yeah, today. So, Returning to Amish is going to, that Bi-Curious is coming up whenever Poodle comes up for air.
Yeah.
Seeking Brother Husband, y'all, is out now. Don't forget, coming up is You, Me, My Ex. And big episode, this episode of Classless this week on our $5 tier is when Asuelu learns to ride a bike, ladies and gentlemen.
And they, if you remember it, you remember how they filmed and edited it like they were trying to have a conversation, like it was two parents who were talking about getting divorced.
Yes.
And their their 5-year-old child is going, ya-da-doo-dee-da-da, and riding a bike.
100% they're getting a divorce.
Wow. Oh. God, y'all, she married a child. It's really sad.
She really did.
I feel bad for him, though, in some ways. But she, bitch, married a child. I think she had to know.
Yeah, she had to know. Last but not least, May 7th is going to be a digital worldwide moment.
Not for us.
not for us, but for with RuPaul's Drag Race is doing a digital worldwide moment that is going to raise fund for the ACLU's Drag Defense Fund. We are raising money for that in the Sissy Squad. Y'all, we would love to raise $2,000 for that. So if you can, even $5 really helps. You can give directly on Facebook. Or if you don't want to get through Facebook, you can Google and go online. Regardless, if you buy the moment, we'll be doing a watch along with y'all on Discord. And we will send you information about that when it comes out closer to the event. But that will, the money, if even just buying the moment, will give them money for that to help against the attack on drag queens, trans kids, our people in this country right now.
I think it's basically helping with legal strategies. Right? I believe they're going for the source because, y'all, that's how you get things done in this world. Policy.
Speaking of, we don't need to go into, but I was thinking today, I was watching some stuff and I thought, I just want to let our Tennessee sissies know that we are thinking of you. We are loving you up. We are sending you. We know that state is going through it right now with not only after these shootings, but also after some bullshit bureaucracy. Yep. And that's based probably not on politics.
Absolutely
at all.
Not. And it was based on you can't sit with us because you look different than us and you think different than us.
Yep.
But one guy just got reinstated.
He did.
Yeah.
Good. That is the power of spreading messages, spreading stories, making your voice heard. So Tennessee sissies, we're gonna give you a keep going queen.
Keep going, Tennessee queens. Keep going. Yeah, balls.
I feel like that's a segment. Like, who do we give our keep going queens to this week? And then we like an 80s radio show, you say, and this is your keep going queen. And then we play like a.
Yeah, we're going to need to retool this. I think it's a half baked idea. So we're going to need to think about this. I hate you and this fucking horn thing. I did it one time, and now you do it just to drown me out. I want to talk about Darcy and Stacey.
Me too. Let's go.
Y'all, We're in Connecticut. I feel like there was some severe time lapse going on the last three episodes. And I feel like the show actively tried to make it seem like there wasn't. It was really interesting. So y'all, Stacey's vacuuming. Darcy's like, it's really early.
Hey, Daddy's resting. What are you doing?
But Mateo is on the way. He is her older son.
Mama, I'm coming home.
And basically, it's Daddy Silva's doing well. And then Stacey starts like, grabs a guitar. And Stacey's like, I bought that for Mateo. It's very expensive. Don't bother it.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm just going to write a song. Mateo's coming home.
Every time they try to sing, especially when it's improv, number one, it's extremely brave. I just need to say that. And it's extremely foolish and awful. You can be both. Yeah. I
do enjoy that every time Darcy or Stacey, they start out and the other one's like, don't sing, don't do it. But as soon as the other one starts singing, they really yes and it. And they're like, yeah, yeah, like it. Ooh, that's good.
I don't know if I would congratulate that yes and, but I think they are brave. That's all I'll say.
I think it's good sisterly love, but yes. So, we get a little bit about him. He's 19. He's in college. He's a writer. He's super, he's very creative. They're excited to see him. She asks, how do you feel about, Stacey's like, how do you feel about Zach? And Darcy's like, I feel good.
Nice little connection there.
Yeah, we have good. She's like, every time you talk about him, your eyes sparkle.
And this is someone she's went out on one date with and who's coming to the wedding. Well, two, technically.
I feel like, and I mean, jumping the gun, but I feel like Zach's
Totally.
100%. Because this is really jumping ahead, but if she told him not to go to the wedding, you mean this bitch flew from Florida to all the way to Connecticut? And the day of, you said, just kidding, I can't have you come to the wedding?
It was 2 days before. Maybe it was the day before.
No! Darcy was in curlers. She was snatched.
Oh, that's right.
Looks like she looked like a Hollywood starlet.
Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, they referred to their hair as snatched, and that's when I just lost it. Hair snatched.
I do feel like that look they had, though, of them in the pajamas with the leopard and with their hair and curlers, I couldn't say that word, with all the makeup. I do kind of wanted you and I to put on those costumes and that wig and then sing something from Smash, the musical.
It's very Smash. I would enjoy that. It's also very Madonna when they had in that
yes,
time.
Yes, yes.
Madonna, like Secret, the video for Secret.
You know, I've never watched that, but you...
Secret.
Baby's got a secret.
No, Blonde, the
Truth or Dare show. I never watched that. I know you watched it like 10 times.
Maybe. and
Jay Bird, what you watching that Madonna again?
This is Warren Beatty, mama. And Warren Beatty's like, her whole life is on camera. That's when they were dating. Or she said... Why would she do anything if her life wasn't on camera?
Wait, Madonna dated
yes,
Warren
where
Beatty?
Where have you been?
What?
Okay, come on.
No, I just thought they filmed during Dick Tracy.
No, you sound, I think it was after. You sound like such a rube right now. It happened.
Really?
It was a huge thing. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was a huge thing. But she's there with her backup dancers. Is Isaac Mizrahi's in it?
But is this before he was dating Ann Beatty?
Annette Bening.
Who's this? Annette Bening. That's his wife.
Ann Beatty?
I know that's the same initials.
Annette Bening is a star. She's not Warren Beatty's wife. She's a celebrity.
Well,
she's not someone you call Ann Beatty.
Well, who is Ann Beatty? Why do I know who that is?
Probably someone who taught you Sunday school. We need to move on. I am upset now that you just disrespected Annette Bening.
I mean, what a switch, though, from Madonna to Annette Bening. Wow.
I don't know. I don't know when they hooked up. I don't know the timeline, but definitely she dated him. How did you did you not know any entertainment news in that time where you didn't pay attention to it?
I watched Entertainment Tonight because I wanted to be John Tesh, a.k.a. Lisa Gibbons.
You wanted to be Mary Hart.
Oh.
With her legs.
Did.
So, y'all, basically, Mateo comes in and he's like, what? At one point, Darcy says, why's my lash on your bed? Here, make a wish, Mateo. He's like, get away from me with that. So, y'all, they're going to go have a family fun day in a corn maze. Florian has never been in a corn maze, mostly because vampires see right through corn. So it wouldn't.
Oh, that makes sense. I will say, I've told Poodle, if you don't watch the Darcy and Stacey extras on Discovery Plus, they even talk about how Florian was totally not impressed with the corn maze. And he was like, I don't get it. No fun, Florian.
I barely get it. I feel like.
Oh, I love them. Feels like fall. Y'all know I love fall.
Walk through the corn. If I get
it. Oh, I love walking through a corn maze with a jacket or a little shawl and a nice like chai pumpkin latte, and you're listening to the kids talk about fall stuff. Love it.
So
with my tall women's boots and those long socks above them that are kind of just, you know.
And those women's pashminas with those white lady hats I called that are just white hats.
A white hat and my Patagonia pashmina. Yeah. I love it.
So I wrote down, what is Darcy wearing? And at one point when Darcy was running, someone says, is that a Sasquatch? But they said it like Sasquash.
Ah, Sasquatch?
And Florian said, eat like a little mouse! So, it was like a fur that someone, like Wolverine, had slashed out with his claws.
Yeah,
it was
pretty
really
much.
Really bad. But it was. Meanwhile, it's boys' night in Miami, which is a different thing for us than a lot of straight people.
It's a little different.
Boys' night means a different thing.
A little different.
And
not really boys. There's a lot of men. Yeah.
I thought this was sweet. Mateo says, I was 12 or 13 when I met Florian, and he basically didn't try to, he really cared about us and he didn't try to take advantage of my mom. And so it seems like they have a good relationship.
I think so. I mean, I guess. But so Florian's like, I would love you to be my groomsman. And he said, sure. And that's really kind of all that we see in Mateo, because it's weird. I don't know. So the next, they're doing the rehearsal for the wedding. And Stacey said, so Michael Benz is sitting in for Mateo because Mateo couldn't come. And I went, he literally came into town.
It was weird.
For
it
the
was
wedding.
Weird.
Yeah, I smell fraudacity.
It's almost like he said, I've done my shoot for the day. I need to go smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, mom, I'm going to go hang out with my friends.
That's what it kind of felt like.
Yeah.
And production's like, Mateo, could we get you, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, fuck you.
No.
Meanwhile, Darcy and Stacey would do anything to be on camera.
Anything.
Later on, y'all, at the rehearsal dinner, they're saying everyone's going to have to learn how to walk. And Florian's like, I know how to walk. Why are you saying I know how to walk? I don't know. I've seen you model walk. You barely know how.
You know, he does not know how to walk. I'm going to go on record and say that.
Y'all, Darcy and Stacey and Georgie, it's quite awkward. It's because Georgie.
God, Georgie looks good. Even Annika's like, he looks good with that blonde hair. He lost some weight. Glow up.
It's true. And y'all, when Aspen runs from a bee, and Darcy's like, I'm scared of bees too. And they all kind of freak out. And there's a montage of them running from bees.
And there's bees. They wouldn't want it. Now, I realize, I think this is on the extra. Maybe we saw this, but I think it was on the extra where there was another bee that flew in Stacy's hair, and it was in Stacy's hair, and she, and they have it on camera, and she fucking freaked out, and it was hysterical.
It's just so funny when they say, we're really scared of bees. Our dad has to kill them. Really
and
they're
I'm like,
47 years old.
And I want to say, she's like, it's an omen. Yeah, it's a bad omen. No, a bee is a good omen, y'all. We can't kill
bees. A
bee
is generally a good omen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it stings you. So we talked about Debbie and Raina earlier, that they're very confused. And Raina, y'all, very. Is just swinging her left arm around with her wine, which they've already, y'all, they had a fifth of liquor that they were sharing.
Oh, yeah.
At the wedding, they both have flasks.
Full, no, not the wedding. The wedding rehearsal the wedding, they
the
have
The wedding
flasks.
Rehearsal. But they did have, Debbie had a fifth of liquor, an actual bottle of liquor at one point that she was swigging from.
I'm going to say this too. Debbie, they both look great.
I agree. Both of them did.
They look like their makeup looked good. Their hair looked good. They look snatched.
Hairs look snatching.
I love them.
Now, what's interesting is Florian's like, so Georgie, you're going to go here because you're not going to be you're not the best man. And Florian's like, not Georgie best man. He is. He best man. That's what is going to happen. And at one point they go, okay. And everyone just kind of like, there's a turd in the pool and no one's saying anything.
No one's saying it because we talked about this. I was kind of like, wait, y'all. I got to plug in my computer. I was like, hey, everybody, we talked about this. And Darcy even says, well, I thought he wasn't. And Florian goes, no, my wedding, I want him. Sorry. And Darcy just kind of goes, okay.
Now,
which again, means something different for Jake and I.
Take one for the team, not the offensive line, just the defensive.
We're not whores.
It was interesting, Florian's reasoning here is because she slept with him. She played victim. And it wasn't discussed. So I could understand why it did seem a little sudden.
I get that.
I'm kind of surprised no one kind of, when we found out they did sleep together, and no one's really slut-shaming her, but it is a little bit that she put up a front of he's bothering her. And he's the problem is Georgie doesn't know it's over. Georgie's screwed up in the head. And it was a little shitty for her to leave all that out.
The time Jake has told me he is done and over this guy, and he gets me all worked up and pissed off for him. And then the next
thing
we go out and about.
I shan't tell you. Yeah.
And so then I hate this guy. And then he ends up either going home with that guy when we go out, or
we're engaged.
You tell me later that you fucked him several times.
We're engaged now. You better not say anything about my boyfriend. So anyway, they're talking about this whole, Raina's like, I don't know why George is here. It's weird.
Yeah, they don't know. None of them know. They're And then, y'all, Danielle, the wedding planner, shows up. She's on a lot of Adderall. This woman is just trying to get through.
I was going to say, and then everyone else is dressed up. This woman really wanted to advertise her business because she's in a fucking t-shirt.
She is. She's doing the best she can. Danielle's doing the best she can.
I mean, though, maybe wedding coordinators, y'all wear t-shirts that advertise your business. But come on. This was bad.
Oh, wait. The t-shirt advertised her business? I didn't see that.
It had her business name on it.
Do you remember the name? Well, it wasn't a good t-shirt.
But it was the intention there was, I'm not going to wear an outfit. I'm going to wear a t-shirt.
Well, maybe that's a uniform for her, and she wears that uniform so then people know that she's in charge.
No, that's not how it works. You look good as a wedding planner. You're setting a standard. Speaking for other wedding planners. Come at me, wedding planners. Do you wear a t-shirt with your business on it?
No, I agree. The woman who was the wedding planner at my nephew's wedding that used to be my manager at an interurban restaurant, she looked very nice.
Usually that's what happens. There is a certain
She dressed nicer than when she was a manager in
Urban. I hope so.
anyway, so, oh God, Poodle's coughing.
No, I'm just it's dry. And they are later on, y'all. They're at the rehearsal dinner, and Leslie finally shows up with her terrible lipstick. And Darcy's talking about her date with Cicero, and Georgie overhears, and they bring up Darcy's date with Zach. And Georgie's like,
I didn't know. I didn't know about any of these.
Oh, I don't like that you bring this guy here.
And she's like, he's a nice guy. He works with kids that are bullied. Bullied kids.
Every time they say what Zach does, it feels like we're one step from saying, yeah, he's a humanitarian. He works with kids who have cancer and like they have like blood diseases. And also they're in wheelchairs and they have a hard time crossing the street with bad feet.
It reminds me of like the 90s or the 80s, like in a sitcom when they needed to establish someone was good and they say, he works with sick kids. Like it's so nonspecific.
It's like the Derek Zoolander Institute for the kids who can't read good.
Yes.
That's what it feels like with Zach. That's why you're so right. It's complete fraudacity. It's felt like that from the beginning. One thing I want to bring up about it seems like Stacey and Darcy both dating Eastern European men, it seems like, because both their husbands were Eastern European. It seems like, and I'm not saying, it seems like they are led to men who are going to be jealous in a way. And there's a sense of maybe they've matured out of that phase, but that's what they're, and I think part of them enjoys the jealousy from those that types of men. Same thing with Florian.
Gary, can you roll that last 2 minutes back for Jake to hear himself speak so he can remember that?
Oh, I did that in my 20s.
Yeah, you don't really do that anymore. But I agree. I think because I tease you, but you did date a lot more like jealous guys. And one time? So asking yourself
really
that question, what do you think?
You.
So that's what it gave you?
It made you think they really want you. But then you realize if they're sitting outside your house and you can basically hear them talking to you on your phone from inside your apartment, that's not good. Yeah, jealousy's bad, y'all. It's hot in the early days, not so much later.
On that note, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Lord. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Hey,
You guys don't know something. I have hope for a reason.
What?
Me and Darcy, we hook up. We fucked.
Like, that was beeped out. And Fatima's face, who was there, went, ooh.
And Debbie, you literally, she goes, nah. Raina goes, what? Debbie goes,
Oh God.
Oh yes. Stacy is just going, she's trying to, I thought she couldn't put her lips together because too much filler, but she actually, I don't think she could actually put her lips together because she was just kind of going.
Michael Ben says, is that true? And Stacy is just looking at us like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. You're ruining my rehearsal dinner.
And Darcy just kind of looks down and makes that face where she's like, she I got to say, whether it was fabricated or not, it was hilarious to watch.
It was a great moment.
It was a great moment.
Y'all, I don't know. I doubt this happened that way. I think a little bit was massaged here. So Georgie would announce in front of their entire family, Darcy and I fucked.
Darcy and I fucked in Miami.
You could almost hear a cut to of an older woman fainting. Oh!
And then, like, on cue, Stacy says, is it true? And Darcy says, yeah. I was in a vulnerable state. And I tried matchmaking. And then, you know, it was after Cicero. And I let it get in the bedroom.
Took it to the bedroom. I had to pause this and laugh hysterically at when Darcy sits there and goes, I was very vulnerable.
it was so fucking good. And of course, Stacy's pissed now.
And Stacy's like, you're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. I feel betrayed. I'm bewildered.
But then she found out Florian. How did she find out? This is what I missed. How did she find out Florian knew?
Georgie told her.
Oh.
Georgie said it. And now, y'all, she's even more angry because Florian didn't share the gossip. With Stacy about her sister and Georgie.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can understand why he wouldn't tell her. I mean, even Daddy Silva was like, this is all ridiculous nonsense.
And okay. Just, he's like, but imagine what if okay. So like, not to get too personal, but you're not a fan of my ex.
I'm not.
And what if I started sleeping with him and then didn't tell you, and at dinner you found out that we had been fucking? What would you do?
I think
you would be furious.
I think that's different. I would be furious. I think I'd be furious at you, there needs to be a third person. I would need to be furious at another one of our friends who wasn't telling him. And I don't think I'd be furious at them. I'd be more mad at you.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking. That's not really accurate.
So, but I guess maybe because Florian's her husband, but I agree with your tracking on this. I'm with you on this. It's a little like,
it's guy code in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Then, so I'm like, okay, so everybody's gone. And finally Stacy's like, I'm going to go. And she leaves. And then Darcy chases after her. And y'all, I don't know where Darcy got this dress, but it's just 20 feet too long for her.
Yeah, she's just dragging it over the rocks and gravel.
Dragging it over the asphalt. I'm laughing hysterically, watching her kind of walk and chase after, going, Stace, Stace, Stace. And this dress is just kind of like, I bet they had to like edit the sound of the dress just going.
I think even, what did you think about Stacy's dress with all of the costume jewels down the front of it?
but just put on like a necklace, but on like a basic dress. They both looked not great.
I think, but the wedding looks, I think, were good.
Great. Gorgeous.
I think, to me, I like Darcy looked better than Stacy.
I love Darcy's dress.
But I think Stacy's wedding dress, it was a little too much. It made her look like a superhero. There was something about the shoulders.
Best compliment that she could receive.
Like a Grecian superhero, like she was about to levitate in the air.
I think that's the look she was going for.
And shoot lasers out of her enormous boobies.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Hope, get snatched with these lasers.
that are taped up with tape.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. Y'all, it's wedding day.
Wedding nails.
And Leslie is visiting. They're talking about what happened between to Georgie. And I call this Kristen Chenoweth makeup. You know how it's like heavy, heavy foundation and really dark eye makeup?
Yes.
It looks a little, it works for Kristen Chenoweth.
It was a lot of makeup, but I will say Darcy and Stacey did the makeup just for the pictures, and they were beat.
Yeah.
They were beat.
I wish to wear these. Hollywood glam.
I will say their hair up in the rollers was funny, but when they took it down, they either got good extensions this day or their hair looked good.
No, it's the first time their hairs looked good in almost three seasons.
Yeah.
It normally looks so ratty.
Yeah.
So y'all, Leslie basically says, well, you just have to not engage with Georgie. You almost have to be a little mean to him.
Yeah, and I know.
At one point, Darcy's like, I need to call Zach. Because you're right. This is the day of. They flew him there. I think you're right. Unless this is for audacity and he's still in Florida.
Like, otherwise,
in his boxers.
What the fuck is he going to do in Middletown, Connecticut? Go to fucking Pizza Hut and eat lunch and then fly home?
Papa John's. I'm sure there's some good clams.
Well, I mean, so she calls him and he's like, well, thank you for letting me know. And he kind of says, Darcy says, well, maybe things will work out. But he kind of says, see you around. So who knows?
Yeah. And he's like, I appreciate you, but I understand. I wouldn't understand.
No, because that's what I want you to be like, okay, but now Darcy said originally, you can't come to the wedding, but I'll see you after.
Yeah.
So he ended the call and said, well, I'll see you. Maybe I'll talk to you later. It was weird.
There is a moment later on when Darcy comes in to see Stacey, and Stacey's very chilly and she's like, so ready for your big day?
You know what? I wasn't planning on doing this, but I think we have to do it one last time. I think it's better. This is better done as a Darcy and Stacey.
I agree. I had this and I erased it, but I think you're right.
I agree. All right.
Theater.
And
Wedding theater.
And action. Hey, Stace.
Hi.
What? I said, hey, Stace. I'm not going to say. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Feeling a little on edge today? How you doing?
Darcy, last night was a mess. It was a circus.
It was. You're right. It's totally.
You felt betrayed. You were a hypocrite.
I don't want this for you. I don't want this for you.
I just wanted the best day possible.
I know you deserve to have your dream wedding. You're a princess. I want you to have a princess.
It's my day. It's my day.
Yes, it's what I want. It's what I want. I just want to let you know that. I called Zach and I told him he couldn't come today. I was going to have to go alone, but I did it because it's your day. It's your day.
You did that for me. You did that for me. You're the best man of honor ever. You sacrificed Dick for me.
I did.
That's true sisterhood.
Sisterhood. Twinsies. Twin power.
Snatched. We got the girls. Hollywood starlet. Let's dance.
Dance and snatch twins.
You're the best. I can't believe I was mad at you a minute ago.
Oh, what?
Take my boobs.
And scene.
It took 1 minute. And they were fine. This is audacity, but it was hysterical.
It was great. Because just the ridiculous of sitting in front of ring lights.
It was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm a Darcy, y'all. If you're taping on my boobs, I'm just taking off my clothes anywhere and saying, let's do it. I'm not shy.
At one point, it takes just like, oh, almost poked me in the eye.
I had to go to the urologist today, and when I had to drop trowel for him to fill my junk, I did it toddler style, you know, like a toddler in the bathroom. I just dropped him all the way down. I was like, fuck it, who cares? Most action I've had in 7 months.
Wow. Let's see. The next thing is they're asking Darcy or Daddy Silva basically Florian and Georgie are asking Daddy Silva to broker peace.
Broker peace.
And
because remember, y'all, they're all still children. And he's the one adult. For real.
And Florian says he's like, Mike is like my dad. So, and he says, basically says to him, Mike, you help me with Stacey.
He's like, well, did you see Daddy Silva's face when Georgie's like, well, I did more than see it. When he basically was like, I fucked your daughter.
He's like, I would have rather not heard that. But poor y'all, Daddy Silva is all of us in situations like this.
Yeah.
When either our parents or our children tell us something, it's way too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, and he said, basically, he was talking to Stacey later. He's like, trying to give some words of wisdom, and because I've had three divorces.
Well, no, Stacey said words of wisdom, and he said, no, this is three divorces.
Three divorces, talking. That's what it is, yeah.
Because, y'all, Daddy Silva keeps it together, but we see, y'all, at the wedding, he's a ladies' man.
He is. Debbie's dancing up on him.
Debbie, he's dancing with the wedding planner. Daddy Silva was on it. Y'all, God, Daddy he's
Silva,
hot.
Daddy Silva's got something.
He has got, and then he's got those tattoos on his arms, and he can kill you because he was, you know, in the CIA.
There was one sweet thing where Stacey gets in her dress and she's, it's Haute Couture. Couture.
Oh, never thought I'd wear Haute Couture. She said something like, who thought that I'd be wearing Romanian/Albanian/European / Haute Couture wedding dress at my wedding?
I didn't. And she's got her I can't write this down, mandala. Her handkerchief is Albanian. And it's nice they're having little elements like that for Florian.
It's pretty.
And
I hated Florian's jacket.
It didn't look good. I don't think he didn't look very fitted. Georgie looked better.
Georgie looked fucking good.
And y'all, basically, the only thing you need to know is Georgie looks at Darcy when she's helping her up.
Oh, like, oh, that's so good.
You look beautiful.
And she goes,
I feel beautiful. I feel beautiful. Feel beautiful.
Still resentful.
She does walk into the room and she looks so good. And you actually see Georgie blush.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Well, I know the guy's a player, but I do think he's into it. I do think he really does think he loves Darcy.
And finally, Stacey, Daddy Silva tells, you need to forgive him. And Georgie goes, go marry. I think it was with someone, or maybe it's Daddy Silva says, go marry your king. Or Darcy says it, your vampire king.
Yes. Yes.
Go marry vampire.
So the wedding's pretty. There's not too much more. This is the thing I need to take issue with. Have you ever been to a wedding where every time one of the grooms or a bridal party enters, people hoop and holler like they are at a Padres game?
No, I think there are weddings where that happens. I haven't been to any.
I don't want to go to any.
There's usually a little more decorum in weddings I'm at. Unless I'm there to stop the wedding, I'm there to raise an objection, which is my favorite thing.
That has happened.
It's like when people ask me, when you would say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And everyone would say fireman, blah, blah, blah. And I always saw on shows, I'm like, someone who objects at a wedding.
That's a poodle.
That or Black Widow, which that I'm still
working on. Yeah.
I'm making quite a life for myself as one of those.
You're trying on that one.
I was obsessed with all Black Widow stories. All stories of women who murdered their husbands.
Well, Stacey almost bit it because I enjoyed that when they're walking in the candles after the wedding and her dress almost caught on fire on the candles.
The Silvas are like this. This wasn't planned.
No.
It just happened.
It was great.
Anyway. So later on, y'all, there's this Michael Benz toast that is just dropping F-bombs, and no one even claps.
No one, yeah. Because Darcy gave a really beautiful speech. She gave a good speech for her sister.
It was nice.
It was really sweet.
1974, her beautiful mother gave birth to twins.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny. It was heartfelt. It was great. And then Benz just goes and just shits on it. Even Anna Cohen Aspen are like, this is a lot of F-bombs. There's kids here.
So I don't even, it was something about just, I couldn't even understand it. No, none of the other guests seemed to understand why he was talking anyway.
No, none of them.
And later on, y'all, Darcy, he's like, Georgie and Darcy,
can I go to a drink? Oh, they go to talk. They go talk.
Can I go to a drink?
She's like, I already have one, thanks.
Yeah, I'm fine.
He's like, can we have a conversation outside?
Please.
She's just pouting. She's like,
please.
Okay. Okay.
She even sighs. She goes,
okay. And then she says, y'all, it's time to move on. I want to go, no more communication.
And I just think fighting for me. So here's a problem. We still don't know why they broke up in the first place.
It's a failure of storytelling.
That's never gotten answered.
I'm pissed off that we never figured that out.
I'm going to message Darcy and Stacey and ask. I'm not.
That's feels rude. A little...
That's rude. Yeah. I'm not. But I want to.
But even... Did you hear what Georgie said? He's like, I followed my heart. I want to fight for you. He's using all of Darcy's isms.
Yeah.
And
fighting for me. I don't see it. I don't see it, Georgie.
And she does say, he's
going to take responsibility for your actions.
I take no accountability. You take no accountability.
So what are his actions? Did he cheat on you? Like, what happened?
I wonder.
Because she said, your words and your actions have hurt me. And I'm trying to make the journey better for me.
But he did say, well, I guess we're done now. I just want her to be happy. And y'all, she walks away. He's crying.
He looks
can't
hot.
Fake it.
He looks hot crying. And Darcy, in epic Darcy, says, this isn't love. Love shouldn't be hurt. And no one needs to be embarrassed in front of the family. Love shouldn't hurt. Hashtag Eagle Flight. Yeah.
Y'all, the bouquet. Of course, Darcy's like, I'm getting this bouquet. I'm getting married. And I'm thinking, maybe you should. This isn't the time.
No, take some time. Take a beat.
It did kind of. I liked it when Aniko's like, "Yeah, I'm the one. I'm gonna get it." And Darcy's like, "Can we share the book? Can we share the bouquet, Aniko?
Please, please, can I have some of it? Just a petal."
And Aspen says, "You're fucking 17. Why do you need to get married?" She's like, "Oops, sorry." She used an F-bomb, but I like even her younger sister, who's 15, 16, said. You're 17. You don't need to fucking get married.
This is actually to add to your girls trip. Debbie, Raina, Darcy, Stacey, and then Aniko and Aspen go, but just read them for Phil for acting ridiculous.
I'm going to say this now. I don't think, I think the tradition of people like younger girls, younger women throwing, catching the bouquet. First of all, I think the tradition is stupid. And but I will say when I see younger women and even like teenage girls going for it, it really grosses me out. It's just, it's a weird, it feels medieval to me. Like you're going to be sold off to somebody. It's just awful.
I don't love it.
That won't be happening at my wedding. Oh. Probably not because I'm not going to throw a bouquet.
Well, but still, I've never heard you say my wedding before.
We all got to have one someday. At one point, I'm just going to give up trying to make my own money. I still got to make sure he needs to at least be 40 years older. So, oof.
Okay.
It's getting late.
We don't have time for this. Y'all, it ends as always to remember that twinning is winning. Twinning is it's winning. Winning.
And Stacey said, couldn't have done it without you, Tars. Best maid of honor ever.
So, and then, like I said, Daddy Civil, and that is your season of Darcy and Stacey, everyone.
I'm really going to miss this show.
I am too.
When this show leaves, there is a Darcy-sized hole in my heart, which is probably like 5 foot tall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can't be taller than like 5'2", right?
Oh, no. They're little petite things. Yeah. I'm going to miss it. Hopefully there's a season 5. Who knows what's gonna, there's not gonna be a tell-all or reunion this year. So, and I was bummed about that at first, but then watching this, I went, well, maybe the show doesn't need one. They kind of ended it. I don't know.
I think TLC in general is experimenting with how they do programs like these.
Yeah.
These are two people who started on a reality show about a very docu-series reality show. Yes, it's still docu-series, but this is much more personality-based now.
Yeah.
And less about story. their other spinoffs are much more story based, like the Lauren Alexi and David and Annie. Although that one's a little more personality too.
I hope next season, honestly, I really enjoy when they talk about their career stuff. We get a lot of Darcy and Stacey interaction, them fighting. Like, it's funny. So,
agree.
All right, everybody. That's the show. We hope that there's going to, y'all know, go to realitygates.com. You know the deal. We are praying and hoping for a season 5 for next year. We hope that the twins come through. But, Poodle, what's the best way that we can get a season 5 of Darcy and Stacey?
I'll tell you.
Manifest it.
Manifest.
Manifest. Don't say Stacey.
Dig it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.